Riddle me this. A man broke the Ten Commandments. He lied, he stole, he looked at women with lust, which is idolatry in his heart. He hated people, which is murder in God's eyes. He didn't love God with all his heart, with all his mind, with all his soul, with all his strength. Didn't honor his parents, breaking the first and the fifth commandments. He didn't keep the Sabbath as it was meant to be, no matter how it was meant to be. He didn't honor God, as he should have always. He made God in his own image. He took God's name in vain, which is called blasphemy. God doesn't hold him guiltless that takes his name in vain. He coveted. And because of this, he deserves hell. One of the things is that you might not think that we've broken all the Ten Commandments. One of the things, though, whether or not you have, though, even if you've only lied, though, the thing is that it says in James 2:10, for whosoever shall keep the whole law, yet if in one point he is guilty of all. Revelations 21:8 says, but the fearful and unbelieving and the abominable and murderers and sorcerers and whoremongers and idolaters and all liars shall have their part in the lake which burneth with fire and brimstone, which is the second death. It is a fearful thing to fall into the hands of the living God, says Hebrews 10:31. So we born in sin, and we who just break God's commandments and drink and sin in like water, how can we get saved? How can we enter into the kingdom of heaven to be saved from the lake of fire and brimstone? Oh, and we're not promised tomorrow. You can die any minute. Somebody could go and shoot you. Somebody could break into your house, stab you. You could get hit by a car. Any number of things. Fortunately, God also is not only just and holy, but he's also loving. He sent his only begotten Son, Jesus Christ. God the Father sent God the Son, Jesus Christ. Jesus lived a perfect life, didn't lie, didn't steal, didn't commit adultery, didn't hate people. He did none of that. He died on the cross for my sins, for your sins, for the sins of the whole world, a holy atoning sacrifice on the cross. 3 days later, he rose from the grave, for it says, for the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Christ Jesus our Lord. Although he died for everybody, he lets us choose whether or not we accept his sacrifice. What you must do is you must repent, that is to turn from your sins, and you must trust in Jesus Christ alone to save you. Please think upon these things. Read the Bible, check the Word. God is nigh, but don't wait another second. You're not promised tomorrow. It says, it is appointed unto man once to die, and after this a judgment. And while we are not saved, while we don't trust in Jesus Christ, we're children of wrath. But when you get saved, when we turn from our sins and trust in Jesus Christ, we're made friends of God, and we're promised eternity with him in heaven. Please, do this today. Thank you.